Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory, this is Trouble in the Finisher. I'm greeted this morning. Who's on the line? Happy Triumph for Tuesday, Yvonne. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, great, great. God bless you.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you so much. Have a great day, okay? Anyone else?
Good morning. It's
good morning,
Michael.
This is Sister Yvonne. Okay, good morning, Brother Michael and Sister Yvonne. Good morning to you both. Happy Triumph Tuesday. So good to hear your sound, both of your sounds.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Six.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Troy and the Finisher. Anyone else want to just join the call and want to say good morning? Hey, who was that? Anyone else just join the call?
Good morning, it's Glorious.
Good morning, Glorious.
How are you?
I'm doing.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Good. All right.
Good morning.
Good
morning. It's D2.
D2, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning. It's Miss B. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Good morning, Miss B. Happy Triumphant Tuesday to you. Praise the Lord. Anyone else just
good morning? Good morning, Miss Leomia. Happy Tuesday to everyone.
Mother Leonia, good morning to you. Happy Triumphant Tuesday.
Thanks.
You're welcome. God bless you. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, Yvette.
Yvette, good morning to you. Happy Triumph Tuesday. Anyone else just start a call? Any first time callers want to say good morning? First time callers. We love to hear your sound this morning. Any other brothers want to say good morning? Okay, I need everyone, please look down and check your phone to make sure your phone is on mute. It's time for hosting.
Morning, Trina. I'm sorry. Last minute, I just got a text from my coworker. Her husband was in a car accident. Can we add my coworker Yolanda and Shelby to the prayer list? Shelby is her husband who was in a car accident.
Shelby
and Yolanda.
Car accident. Okay. Thank you. So sorry to interrupt. Happy Tuesday, Triumphant. We are. Okay, let's get started. Hello, my name is Trina the Finisher, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are prayer called and meets Monday through Friday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 8 a.m. Central Standard Time and 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip your walk with Christ. Be sure to join us for the month of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each class will focus on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's Word and its benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure to invite a friend so they'll be blessed too. There is one announcement today. TNT Bible Studies tonight. Prayer begins at 5:30 p.m. sharp, and Bible study will go from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss the teachings from Pastor LaBelle Jones. It will definitely reach your spirit. There is one prayer request submitted by the app, and it's from Glorious Gloria. Prayer for Aunt Perlethea and her children. Hospice called in. She's my dad's only sister, last living sibling. Thank you so much. That's again from Gloria. Please pray for her aunt. The next one is from Rochelle. Her co-worker, Yolanda, husband, Shelby, was in a car accident. Pray for him. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise, Bernice. Declaration, Beverly. Then we go right into closing comments, hosted by Declare. I repeat, prayer and corporate praise, Bernice. Declaration, Beverly. Then we go right into closing comments, hosted by Declare. The scripture for today is from Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. At this time, let you put your phones on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call over to the prayer word beneath. Everyone, please have a blessed and awesome day. Jesus loves you, and so do I. Bernice, if you on the call and you praying, we cannot hear you. I need a veritable ambassador to step up for prayer.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. This is Gary. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we come this morning as we yield our vessels to you on this morning, God. We're asking you, oh God, to touch our lips on this morning, that as we speak for today, realizing that our days seem to be more important than in past, Father, we ask for forgiveness on this morning for anything that we may have done. Father God, we come to you. We lay our burdens at the altar on this morning. Father, we come to you with many requests on today for Sister Rochelle's co-worker on this morning. We come to you for the husband that was in the accident. God, I'm asking that you heal his body, every broken bone, mend, deliver any damages that were done. Heavenly Father, we thank you on today. Only you can do it, God. We're asking for the one that is the last family member on today, God. I'm asking that you cover that family as they are grieving the loss of loved ones. There's so much that we can call out today, but today is a day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This morning, we take this opportunity to tell you, Lord, thank you for meeting our needs. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha this morning in our lives, oh God. Thank you, for you are the healer that never fails, God. As we push through this morning and as we call out your name, so, Lord, so many are in trouble. So many have lost their way. But we know that Jehovah Nissi, the banner that you wave, you are throwing out the flag of redemption on this morning. The blood that never loses its power, it reaches the highest mountain and flow through the lowest valley on this morning. Find us, O God, Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord who sanctified God, you sanctify us. You are the one that touches. Touch our minds on this morning. Those that are dealing with any type of mental illness on today, God. For Heavenly Father, you know everything there is to know about us. You are Jehovah Rohi. You are the Lord, our shepherd. We shall not want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still water. Jehovah Shabbat on this morning, Lord our host. We're fighting so many battles, but you said that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord. Thank you for this month of the power of agreement on today. Thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Thank you for the sweet sound, the stillness that is on the line on this morning. Oh God, you are more than enough. You're the Lord our righteous. You're right here. You said, I've been here all the time. I've been waiting in line. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Thank you for being Yahweh. I am the one who, yes, self-existent one, the one and the only one. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. So those that are on this morning, if you would, lend a hand, lend a heart, and lend your cry. Let's cry out to God on this morning for the things that are in existence. If you have anything that you're in need of, this is a great time to act. The word of God says, early in the morning will I seek you. Hallelujah. Even as we know that you are fighting this battle, we're going to trust you. We're coming in agreement on this morning, faithful God. If you would begin to ease your phone off of mute, and let's come and come collectively as a body of believers.
Thank you for being able to get out of the hotel. Thank you for allowing us to get up in our right mind, Lord Jesus. We pray for the wonders and the wonders. Coming from Matthew 27:15-23. And think I want to thank our host for greeting everyone in this morning. God bless you all. The power of agreement. Matthew 27:15-23. Now, at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will we that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, having thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said unto them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil hath he done? But they cried out more, saying, let him be crucified. The expedited story of Jesus and Barabbas is one of absolute situation. If you have ever had a substitute teacher in school, then you've experienced firsthand what substitution means. A substitute teacher is one who temporarily takes the place of a regular teacher when he or she is absent from the classroom setting. Excuse me. Moreover, substituting is switching places, kind of like the game of ping pong. It involves a positioning from point A to point B. When Jesus died on the cross for us, he occupied our position and early became our substitute. Glory be to God. And he took our place and died for us. A writer by the name of Dorman Follow once said, it was on the cross that Jesus made his substitutionary atonement for us. But often it is difficult for each of us to know that what substitutionary atonement means. The only way that we can know this is from the vantage point of releasing Barabbas and the other guilty criminals that were sentenced to death. Fortunately, our Lord knew how he could enrage us in learning about our atonement. So he gave us a simplistic example by way of using Barabbas. As we should know by way of Christian education, Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane and was forced to endure 6 unjust trials thereafter. The sinless Son of God was put on trial as a common criminal and sentenced to death. During the night and into the next morning, 6 trials were held. 3 were by the Jews and 3 by Romans. These trials were unfair because the Lord's enemies had already made up their mind. They agreed that Jesus was guilty and that he should die. But hold on, wait a minute. Jesus' final trial would be to face another judge, his father, in which we can call the 7th trial of Jesus. Now, the 6 trials were unjust in many ways. These men tried to get rid of the Lord Jesus by whatever means possible, and holding his trial at night was contrary to Jewish law. According to the law, honest witnesses should have heard confirming his breaking of the law. Moreover, a lawyer or a defense attorney should have been given to Jesus, not just a slap in the face. Everything they did was wrong and was done with wrong motives. All that mattered to these Jewish leaders was to remove Jesus from the earth and get rid of him. and Pilate received that final opportunity to either conserve the life of Jesus or condense the life of Jesus. The power of Pilate. This chapter gives witness to the fact that Jesus is indeed standing his final trial before Pilate. As we identify this man, we know much of his background. The gospel writers call him governor of Judea. His actual title was prefect. In the Roman system, prefects were men who came from the Equitarian class, the Roman guard. This meant that they were all well-to-do men who owned a little bit of property. They were usually assigned to small geographical territories that needed supervision. In chronological order, Pilate was the fifth prefect of Judea. He had been personally appointed by the emperor of Tiberias. He made his headquarters at the Roman city of Caesarea on the Mediterranean coast, where Herod had built a large palace. Whenever the Jews had a large gathering in Jerusalem, Pilate would travel and reside there to make sure everything stayed under Roman control. He was responsible for civil peace. In other words, he acted as a parliamentarian. Also, Pilate was responsible for the administration and computation of taxes. The uttermost problem during his visit was the uproar concerning Jesus' deity and revelation. Pilate then ping-pongs Jesus from hand to other dignitaries to interrogate Jesus of any wrongdoings, because indeed Pilate could find no fault in him. But all of the other dignitaries needed Pilate to do the dirty work of getting rid of Jesus completely, because the Jews had no power to condemn a man to death. But Pilate had the authority to do so. If the Jewish leaders loaded the gun, it was Pilate who pulled the trigger, the power of agreement. So here it is, very early in the morning. Here it is, after five unjust trials, that Jesus is back in the hands of Pilate. And now Pilate has a problem understanding Jesus' location. So he interrogates Jesus concerning his identity. He asks Jesus if perhaps he's the king of the Jews. Pilate's problem can be stated this way. He knew who Jesus was not, but he didn't know who he was. He knew Jesus wasn't a criminal, a crook, a thief, a bandit, a revolutionary, a murderer, or a lawbreaker. As far as Pilate was concerned, Jesus had done nothing wrong at all. Certainly nothing deserving of death. But he didn't know who he was. Who is this man called Jesus? Was he a mystic, a visionary dreamer, an idealistic teacher? Or was he something more? Under the pressure of the Jews, power of agreement, Pilate had to make a fast decision on how to settle this civil reverie. Even after Pilate's wife, Claudia, had dreamed about Jesus, informed him to not do any harm to him, he acted wrongly because of political perspectives. That's why Pilate's wife had that dream about Jesus. Pilate had the power to do something, but he failed. John 19 and 10 says, "Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee?" However divinely speaking, God is a true power, and God is the true influence who brings his own son to the cross as our substitute. Now, the patronizing of Barabbas. Who was Barabbas? All four gospel writers mention him. Matthew refers to him as a notorious prisoner in Matthew 27:16. Mark refers to him as an insurrectionist, Mark 15:7, who had committed murder, revolutionist, rebel, rioter, a January 6, 2021 type of guy. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had murdered in the uprising. Luke refers to him as an insurrectionist and murderer in Luke 23:19. Barabbas had been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and murder. John refers to him as one who loves being rebellious in John 18:40. They shouted back, "Not him, give us Barabbas." Here's some interesting information. The name Barabbas means son of the rabbi, a teacher's kid. What could not be written about this? How the son of a devout home should end up condemned to the gallows. Here is a man who is diligent, a diligent murderer, as with many terrorists in our day. He may not have looked dangerous, but he was a camouflage menace to society. When you add the word notorious, it means that everyone knew about Barabbas. Everyone in the community was afraid of him. And because of his rap sheet and track record, prison was where he belonged. He was there because of heinous crimes. Why would anyone want to set him free? The power of agreement. So, Pilate thinks, since I am to release a prisoner because of Passover. Now, at Passover, every year, a prisoner was released from jail. Passover signified the Jews' release from bondage in Egypt. So, I will give the people a choice between Jesus and Barabbas. I won't need to decide after all, coward. And surely they will choose to set Jesus free and not Barabbas. Whoever is chosen, the crucifixion would be today, and the cross has been made and it is ready. And in just a few hours, it is to be carried to the top of Calvary. So here it is. The crowd decided to have Jesus executed in the place of Barabbas. Matthew 27:26. Then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. It disturbs me, and probably some of you, to know that Pilate would bow to the request of the people, the power of agreement. To have Jesus, an innocent man, even after the warning of his wife to leave that man alone. He knew to do the right thing, but Pilate washed his hands of the innocence of Jesus, never coming to the reality that murder was the case that the Jews gave him. The persecution of Jesus. Here is Jesus. He was a Jew. He was a rabbi. He worked miracles. He spoke in parables. He made strange claims for himself. He had a large following and he had important enemies. And Pilate knew Jesus was innocent, or at least any crimes he had committed were not crimes against the Roman law. Jesus had done nothing worthy of death. Three times Pilate admitted by saying, "I find no fault in him." John 18:38. Also in John 19:4-6. Don't believe me, read it for yourself. Pilate ordered to have him marched down the Via Dolorosa. That road they escorted Christ led to a terrible place for execution. The place was called Golgotha, the place of a skull. Golgotha was known as a place of death, of dead men's bones. It was a rugged place with an image of a skull which stirred thoughts of death, of corruptible and decaying flesh. There he was to die to deliver all men from bondage of death. Theological speculation leads us to believe that the cross Jesus hung on in the center was prepared for Barabbas. Many theologians believe that the two thieves crucified on either side were in league with Barabbas and that he was their leader. And the three of them were designated for crucifixion that morning. But Jesus took the place of Barabbas on the central cross. The way Jesus was treated among the people was wrong. He especially didn't deserve a death sentence. The way The soldiers treated Jesus wasn't right. The way witnesses lied about him wasn't right. The way Pilate cravenly tried to wash his guilt away wasn't right. The crowns of thorns wasn't right. The scourging wasn't right. Pilate was in the past, has in the past been labeled as the man who murdered Jesus. His name has been added to the hall of fame of callous men like Judas, Ananias, Caiaphas, and Herod. A fascinating lineup of infamous evil characters in an unparalleled drama that unfolds around the crucifixion of Christ. They are all part of the black backdrop set behind the shining glory of the Lord Jesus. All of them tried to use their position, their power, their influence, and their devious schemes to bring Jesus and his ministry to an end. Humanly speaking, they are the co-conspirators who finally accomplished the execution of Jesus. Ignorantly, this was what they thought. Who will you choose? Because after his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus rose from the grave. The power of agreement. I'm done. Father God, I just thank you for this word. I thank you for inclining the ears to hear your story, Father God. I thank you for using me, Father God, as your vessel. I thank you for everyone that is on this line, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, victories are about to be won in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may take your phones off mute. And if there was anyone who came onto the line that was late, if you want to say good morning, you are welcome to do so right now. I would like to ask if there is anyone who is on the line for the first time. Who would like to say good morning? Amen. Well, if you are a little shy and didn't want to say anything, we welcome you to declare victory, and we hope that you come again. We have any brothers in the house that came on late and would like to say good morning?
Mm-mm.
Mute your phone. All right. Okay. Anybody, if you want to say good morning and you came on late, come on.
Good morning. Good morning. Declare victory. God bless you all this morning.
Good morning. God bless sheep.
Good morning, DB family. This is Kat. Good morning.
Good morning, Kat.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday. This is Denise.
Good morning. Good morning, Denise. I think I heard Jude. Did I hear you? Okay. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Camille.
Good morning, Camille. Welcome. Praise God. All right. This is a time where we all can come together, and if you have anything that you want to say or you want to add or you want to impart, this is the time. Come on, y'all.
Good morning, B. Says, you know, I'm going to jump in. How are you? Great declaration this morning. You know, I just think about Pilate. You know, you'd be stuck in the middle. What do you say? You gonna ride with us? We're gonna say you gonna ride with us. But his wife had wisdom tell him, oh, don't you do that. The power of agreement of two. The wife that sanctifies
right.
The husband. But anyway, just thinking about, you know, when people give you a decision to make, you know, make sure that you're making the right decision, because it could cost someone their life. That was good. Even though we know the whole plan and purpose was for Jesus to die for us. But in any event, in the natural life, just be careful what you come into agreement with. Grace share. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you, dear. Thank you. People's decisions, you're right, could cause somebody's death. And their power of agreement doesn't necessarily have to be positive, as we see today, this morning, that the power of agreement was not.
Good morning, sister. It's Dee Dee. Awesome share. I was trying to, ooh, Lord Jesus, I didn't mark this whole school. Let me catch my breath. Anyway, thank you for, wow, I could just graphically see as you were talking, because I think sometimes, at least for me, in my mind, when I think about the crucifixion and what led up to it, it's a little prettier, you know what I mean? But the way you described, oh my God, just the whole place, and where it was just like making my stomach hurt a little bit just thinking about the power of agreement. And like Shell said, be careful what you agree with, because we know what the end result had to be, but just the way, and that back up to me for today life, what are we in agreement with? Like, are we really the things that we say, the things that we affirm, the things that, like, be mindful when someone says pray for me or pray with me, that you're really listening to what's being said. And then you got to check God's word, because a lot of times, I know, even here lately, thinking about what we, Deion says all the time, we have to unlearn some stuff, right? Because it's not biblical, some of the stuff that we're agreeing with and making, you know, pacts with. And no, we got to unlearn some stuff and really get back to what the word of God is, so we're not just agreeing to any old thing and then make some pacts and some stuff with the other side, with the enemy, because he's so clever. He's so clever. So I think a lot of times, if we think something is spiritual, if we don't study the word for ourselves, we end up agreeing into some stuff. And then that middle place that you said, wasn't it? Man, you got me so full this morning. Thank you, sis. That was amazing. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you. The power of agreement. Yes. And I like what you said, that we just can't just agree with just anything. You know, there are people who are influencers, and those influencers are the ones, some of the influencers are the ones who are going around making a bad name and making things negative. And we have to be very careful on what we listen to. We have the power to go to God and say, okay, what is it that you would have me to do in this situation? How would you have me handle this? Lord, is this right? What's up? Praise God. Thank you, Dee Dee. I love you too. Anyone else? Okay, listen. It's the power of agreement. The power of agreement. Think about that. Think about the power in itself and what you agree to in itself. Come on, y'all. Anybody else have anything that they want to add?
Hey, Beverly.
Hey.
Hey, it's Christina. I was thinking about
what you said and how their power to agree is part of the reason why everything was fulfilled the way it was supposed to be, so that we could have atonement for our sins. But how that was over 2,000 years ago, and we're still seeing the effects of it today. The same way, when you think about current state, not like the Supreme Court, their power to agree with certain decisions concerning laws, being constitutional or unconstitutional, have effects that ripple to future generations. So that just power to come together on one accord and agree or disagree, and what effects that has in the long run.
perfectly said. Thank you. What our current laws are doesn't make them just. Amen. Anyone else?
Good morning, Sister Beverly. This is Bravery. I absolutely enjoyed you. Thank you for taking the time and waiting for me to get out the shower this morning so I could comment. I almost killed myself trying to rush. But as you were talking, my mind went to instances where I do parent coaching on behavior modification, and I encourage the parents to understand that silence equals consent. And I know we're talking about agreement, and sometimes it's not only our verbal agreement, but sometimes when we see things that are happening and we don't cry loud and spare not, our silence is agreement. When we see our children committing crimes, being menaces, doing things that we know aren't right, and we don't say anything, our silence is agreement. And so I just wanted to highlight that as well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. That right there is good stuff. Yes. Amen, amen, and amen goes there. Silence is agreement. I love it. Anyone else?
Good morning, Bubbly. How are you today?
This is Beverly.
Beverly?
I'm well.
I'm sorry,
yes.
Beverly. Sorry about that.
No worries.
How are you today? I just wanted to let you know that, yes, anytime that we become silent, it's not necessarily mean that we didn't hear the request that went forth, the word of God that went forth. As you were bringing it, he brings about a silence sometimes just so that we can hear our own selves as we ask. There's a lot of requests right now that is needed. There's things that are needed. And I was looking to put, you know, prayer requests are being accepted. It is okay for us to get silent. And especially as we are agreeing, this month is a great, great month as we see so many things, so many people are yet falling by the wayside of life. So I'm just asking you all this morning, we come in agreement in prayer for each other and that we support each other strongly. I appreciate all of you. God bless you and have a great day. Great share.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Yes, I agree with you. The silence is an agreement. The silence from everyone listening here is an agreement that the word came forth. However hard it may have seemed to hear what has happened to someone that we love, the power of agreement. Anyone else? Thank you, sister.
Good morning, Beverly. This is Glorious Gloria. God bless you. Thank you for your declaration this morning. It was a blessing. And even especially considering the part about Pilate's wife trying to warn him because God gave her a dream and him having the opportunity. So many times we have opportunity to do the right thing and circumstances and outside situations may influence us, but it was a powerful reminder that we have to make the choice that is in agreement with God. And although Pilate had the choice to make a different determination for Jesus, we realize that it was all in the plan of God. So he didn't take his life from him. Jesus surrendered it willingly for us. So thank you. I appreciate you. God bless you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You do the same. You're appreciated as well. Amen.
Beverly, one more question here. So as they were at the table making the plans, you know, deciding which way they were going to go, I believe that as Pilate did, come into a place where he already knew
He said, you know, we are about to shed blood on an innocent man. He said, I'm wiping my hands. He wiped his hands, saying that in a sense, it was a sign that he said, I'm really not trying to be a part of this. You know, I believe that even in our cases where we come in agreement with things, and, you know, a lot of people are innocently not even aware of going along with people, and they end up getting in certain situations. Let's just say you asked me to come and go to a place with you. You're going and trying to straighten something out, and a big kerfuffle breaks out, and then, you know, it's a big mess. But anyway, that person that you went to go and, you know, accuse is now, you've had a disagreement. And I've went along with you, and I'm going, and I don't even know what's going on. I'm just like, hey, I'm sitting here in the car. But sometimes we become guilty of things that we don't even know. Yeah, by association. So let us be careful who we come in agreement with in everything that we do. We're at the 10 hour of God coming, and we want to be sure that we're not coming in agreement with negativity. You know, you're seeing it all over social media. I don't want to be bothered with negativity. I'm moving away from negative people. And, you know, most of the time, the first place that we should look is at the man in the mirror to see where we're at in our own life. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bless you. We definitely can get caught up. Go ahead, sister.
You know, I was going to say what Sister Jerry was saying, too. We got to be mindful, because it is so easy to get caught up. And then it's like somebody getting half of the story. I'll even use with child support and stuff like that. You know, so many people grow up and they only had one side of the story, right? They were told daddy wasn't there, daddy didn't want you, and all of that stuff. And that's just that one side, instead of telling the whole story, what really happened. So you grow up with these wounds of feeling not wanted, and that really wasn't the case. And so my grandmother used to always say, in situations like when you don't know, don't take sides, take notes. And then you're when the smoke clears, you're not causing unnecessary wounds. And that's what I think happens a lot. Right now, I have so many young people reaching out to me with that same story, because they were told that they weren't wanted, or their dad left them. It's usually the dad that, you know, but as they've gotten older and gotten the truth of it, or that it was more to the story, now they're trying to heal as adults. And so I just think that's in any scenario, though. You got to be mindful of what you say, what you agree to, if that makes sense. Like, no, tell the truth. The truth will set you free. It may be painful, but it will cause so much less drama. And then when I was thinking about Jesus' crucifixion, think about even today. Some people get, there's so many people locked up that are innocent, because of, you know, that your digital system failed or whatever. But God's plan is what it is. And he allows things to happen to shift some stuff. So I just think that, again, we got to be mindful of what, and I'm so grateful. Every time I talk, I think about the classes that I've been blessed to take at my church. And so when you don't know, you got to be quiet. And my sister said it well, silence is agreement, but you got to know the story behind it. So you're not agreeing to something because you're not opening your mouth. So thank you.
You are welcome. We have to be mindful. And the thing is Pilate knew who Jesus was not, but he didn't know who he was. I can kind of imagine him just like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Okay, he's not guilty of anything. But these people over here are telling me this. And they're pushing me, and they're, you know, making it very hard. That is a situation that is so uncomfortable. And I can see it. It's like, okay, but the one wise person he did not listen to was his wife. But look, dude, don't do that. But he did it anyway.
Barely.
God bless you. Yes.
As Didi was talking, I thought about a conversation my daughter and I had last night. We were doing her theology homework, and she had the right to put herself in the shoes of the woman caught in the act of adultery. And we talked about the law and how sometimes the law is what is the final word, whether you're guilty or not. We look at, Didi mentioned child support, and a lot of times when you go down there for help, they just want to know who the dad's name is. Whether you agreed that he is paying or not, sometimes you don't even have to say anything. And here comes those letters in the mail, you owe child support. And just thinking, you know, personally, like my son, he takes care of his daughter. But because his mom went down for one child, they put him on child support for his child. And he didn't agree to that. He takes care of his kid. But a lot of times these laws, you're not given due process. It's the due to the process. That's what they do to push the process. So it's amazing how sometimes we agree with these laws, but really we don't agree. Working with Brenda and some of these politics, some of these things, you'd be like, they did not do that. Well, yes, that's the dirty tricks of politics, because some laws are just set in place just to be what they are. You don't get to say yay or nay. You just have to go with due process. So that just reminded me of how sometimes we are pressured to agree with things that are set in place, but it's really not our truth. That's what I was talking about.
Amen. Due process. Yes. I see a lot of the legislative work, and you're absolutely right. It's not fair. It's not right. And on the flip side of it, I have to say, people make changes. And if we come together to make those changes, we can change some things. But as long as we sit back and not do anything, it's going to stay the same.
That's all. Thank you, Beverly. Yes. Get out and vote, as my friend, my sister Dondre would say. Make your vote count. Get out and voice what you really agree on. So get out, learn, and vote.
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, that can go in a whole nother direction. You know, it's like if you don't, then, you know, something that you're talking about, whatever it is that you're talking about, oh, I believe this, I believe that, but you don't go and vote for this and that, then when it turns on the way that you don't want it to turn, then whose fault is it? We have to stand as a people, and we have to move and go forward and believe that those trials that Jesus went through, all these six trials that he had to go through, and they were done at night. They weren't done when they were supposed to be done, like a regular person gets those trials, and it will go month after month after month after month, year, or so on and so forth. He was tried overnight because of that power of agreement. Amen. Thank you, sister. That was good. Anyone else?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning again. I'm just being activated this morning as, you know, each one are commenting. I know it was quiet at the beginning, but you know, the greatest part of all of this, there were some things that happened after the death that we're living proof today that it was necessary for him to go on the cross. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good and that we might go at last to heaven. We have a place that we're going even after death. There is eternal life. And he said, we're saved by his precious blood. So everything that he paid for on Calvary's cross, it was for our good, for humanity.
And so even with all of the, you know, bloops and blunders getting to the whole meat of this, it was for our good. He meant it for our good. He meant it for our good. God bless. Yes.
God bless. God bless. Amen. Would anybody else like to add or comment?
Good morning. This is Jubilant.
Hi, Jubilant.
Hey, there's some good information. How you doing? Well, I guess running through my mind the little children's song, oh, be careful, little ears, what you hear. You know. you know that little song. I was running through my mind the whole time because, you know, we have to be careful. And I think somebody said that the things that we, you know, we be mindful of what we're listening to, like even coming out of agreement with what the enemy says about you. You know what I'm saying? Or what you know, the childhood. Word curses that were put on you. You know what I'm saying? Trying to come out of agreement. But the main thing that was just standing out is just that, being careful about what we are hearing, what we're listening to. You know, it's funny because hearing, I've been on that page with hearing lately. You know, I found out that when a person passes, the last thing that goes is their hearing, you know. So at the last moment, you have the opportunity to give your life to God, even if you're in a coma. You know what I'm saying? And Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so that's just been on a page I've been on. But, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there so that we have to really come into, you know, really think about what we're hearing because, like, unbeknownst, like, sometimes we are coming to agreement with what the enemy says about us. We're coming into agreement when we're, like even somebody's praying, paying attention to what they're saying, you know, stuff like that. So that was just something I wanted to add.
Thank you. That was a good ad. That's a good ad, Jubilant. Praise God. Be careful what you hear. She said that song. And it was, be careful what you hear. And then it goes, clap, clap. That's the way we used to do it when we were kids anyway. Thank you so much. Anyone else? All right. Are you sure? All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for everyone giving up of their first fruit to come and hear your word. We thank you, Father God, for every single person that is on this line, for their families, God. Touch in a mighty way. Keep them protected so that they may be able to walk the walk and show their light when they go out. I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be able to be with you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. You all have a wonderful day. Praise God. Let your light shine. Amen.
Be blessed, everyone. Love you.
God love
bless
you,
Dr. Beverly. God bless you all. Have a great day.
God bless everyone. Have a good day.
God bless everybody. Have a good one.
Have a great day, everybody.